What is up, my friends? Welcome to Friday's episode, Craft of Fatherhood Podcast. This is your guide, Ned Shout. I believe our role as fathers has the power to change the world simply by knowing who we are and embracing the adventure. This episode is brought to you by The Adventure of Fatherhood, helping men discover their powerful fatherhood roles and build their fatherhood skills. On these episodes, I share stories from my own fatherhood journey. Right now, I'm doing something a little bit different. I'm doing a 13-week series on the character traits and identity of a father. Not a good father, but a father, because I believe that a good father is no such thing. It's are you living up to being a father? Are you stepping into this identity that has been bestowed upon you when you bring a human life onto this planet? Another half of you, a human being, that in many ways is a reflection of the man that you are and the man that you are becoming. Now, this is from my 90-day, 13-week course. So I have a 90-day course. Once you go through one of my 30-day courses, either Intro to Fatherhood or Discover Fatherhood, then you could join a group of 16 to 24 dudes and roll through my 90-day course. And we go over each of these. Now, this one, this week, it's gratitude. You are gratitude. You exude, you model, you reveal what gratitude is to your children. You have such an opportunity to help your children see what it means to live a life of gratitude based on the way that you view it, you believe it, and you act upon it. Now, do you exude gratitude? If we were to ask your kids, hey, is your dad grateful or thankful? What would they say? Oh my goodness, yes. My dad is so grateful. I mean, he could be having a piss, terrible day, and he will find something to put a smile on his face about and be thankful for. And I'm not talking faking it or trying to pretend everything's okay. You can be grateful even when many things are falling apart. Now, a lot of times as human beings, we want to look at just the negative. And it's not to ignore the negative, but in the chaos, in the messiness of life, are you choosing to also find areas to be grateful? And you know, when I think about this, because I can get bent out of shape, when I think about this, I think about my brother, Nick. He can have the crappiest things happen in his day. And it's just constant smile on his face and let's find a solution to this. And there's multiple situations I've been in with him where I would have just given up and moved on. But oh, wait, no. Hey, we can try it this way. Hey, we can try it that way. And what that does for your kids to show to continue to pursue, to continue to smile, to continue to not let the messiness of life dictate how you're going to show up, how you're going to treat yourself, how you're going to treat those around you. Now, when I think about this, I think about different areas of your life because we have lots of areas of our life. I've got my health, I've got my family, I've got finances, I've got my mind, my hands that I can work with, my body. I was able to get out of bed this morning and go to the bathroom in a toilet that I could then flush it. I could then get in the shower and turn it on and have hot water. I could walk into a fridge and choose several different things that I wanted to eat. I could turn on a faucet and have clean, good tasting water, or I could have coffee. I could have added creamer. I could have added sugar. I could go get in my car and go get something else if I wanted to. I could go to the gas station and get gas. I could fall and trip on my way out and call 911. And somebody, I don't even know their name, I know they will be here to help me. I can go to a gym and work out for an hour today because my job is me sitting in an air-conditioned room, semi-air-conditioned room, and sit behind a computer and build relationships with people. I mean, we're talking about just a few things. And there's so much for me to be grateful for when I'm having struggle with, you know, it's tax season and I'm paying more than I want to, or I'm surprised by it, or maybe a deal I'm working on didn't work out, or maybe I'm in a messy fight with my wife, or maybe I'm frustrated at my kids or their teachers or their coaches. There's always something. There's always something. And it's funny when we talk with people, a lot of times I think we do it because we want to connect, but hey, how you doing? Oh man, my day is kind of rough. I just, you know, oh my goodness, I know what you mean. And we can go down a path of negativity or victim mentality, which I'm not saying don't talk about those things. We should, and that's good. But what if we were able to lean into what we're grateful for? What are we grateful for? What are we thankful for? My friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out, www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. So look at the areas of your life. What are you grateful for? Take a pause and think, man, there's so much to be grateful for. The list of what to be grateful for is probably 10 times as long as the messes. I want to challenge you and I. What's the conversation in our house? What's the language that we're using? What do our children see us modeling? Are we men of gratitude? Or are we men that are critical? Are we men that are complaining? Are we men that are victims? Because whatever we're modeling, our children will reflect that. They're going to reflect it. So how are you showing up? Now, some ideas around gratitude. Gratitude can literally change a mood. And there are many times, sometimes if my family's getting together, say we're going to do a devotion, sometimes instead of praying, I'll just say, hey, let's just all go around and say something that we're grateful for. What's something you're really grateful for? And we'll go around and hear what people are grateful for. Sometimes I'll have my kid and their friends in the car and I'll turn off the music. Hey, put your phones down for a minute. I want to hear from everybody. What's a high, a low, and what are you really grateful for? Around the dinner table, a lot of times, hey, what are you grateful for from today? What are you grateful for from the week? And I don't accept, oh, I don't know, today sucked. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, you had a hard day. Yeah. And let's acknowledge that whatever this, that, or that happened. But can you also think of something that's great that you're grateful for? And not to discredit that you're upset about something. That's okay. But to not let yourself just fall into being a victim, because there are also really good things in your life. And this isn't so much like just power of positive thinking. I do think that there's benefit in that, but you can change your actual view and your mode and your emotion if you pause and list the things that you are grateful for. So I challenge you, in the next 24 hours, find a time to ask your kids, what are you grateful for? And have a good answer for yourself. And then when they're quiet or push back, give them space. And then when you don't get what you want, oh, I'm grateful for my bed, or I mean, which is, that's a great one. I'm grateful for my family. Well, tell me more. Tell me more. What are you grateful for? But make this a practice. Practice is something that we do regularly, right? Like brushing our teeth, doing push-ups, drinking water, live in a state of gratitude. And you, my friend, get to set that tone in your home. Check your own language. Is your language that of a grateful man? And that's first and foremost where you need to start, because you can do the practice. But if you don't actually believe it, you're not actually doing it yourself. It doesn't matter if you ask every night at dinner time, because you're going to be kind of a little bit full of crap. So live as a grateful man. Okay, opportunities as fathers. All right, my friends, dude, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If this is helpful, write a review, share it with a friend, shoot them a text. Hey, you're a great dad. Not a lot of us are getting pats on the back for being a great dad, and it matters. I did a dad trivia night last night at a brewery. You could do this too. It was simple. I shot a text out to about 20 guys. About 13 guys showed up. I bought the first beer for everybody. We did trivia and we had a great time. And what was cool is I took 3 minutes before we started to just say, hey, you know what? Every couple months, I just want to do something for dads. And just let you know how important you are, how much you matter, let you know you're not alone. And then I went and I was like, hey, how many kids do we have represented here? Okay, you have two, you have three, you have four. Okay, let's add it all up. Out of the 13 of us, there was 35 kids represented. That's a lot of impact. You think of 35 families, future families. You and I matter, my friend, and dudes need to know that they matter. So shoot them a text, do your own dad trivia night, invest in fatherhood, not just yourself, but those around you. All right, my dudes, remember who you are. You are a father, and that matters. You matter. Together, let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has little impact, and let's create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we're changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week as we continue this series around the character traits, the identity of a father.